Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Stoney, and welcome to Stoney's Radio. I am just logging on tonight, and I hope that you guys had a wonderful day, and I hope that everything that you wanted today happened accordingly as you plan and as the higher powers of heaven plan. My topic tonight will be relationships and social media. That is what the talk will be about tonight. Relationship and oversharing on social media. The question is, do you think that when a couple is newly dating, or even established couples dating, should they overstatus or just continuously status about their relationship? And how is this healthy for the relationship? So, my question is, if you were in a relationship, would you want to be plastered all over social media? Would you want this feedback from others? How would this affect, how do you think this would affect your relationship? I do apologize. I had some inner distractions. And so the story that I'm about to tell is about a couple who meets, and they're interested in dating one another. However, there is the young lady. She just got out of a previous long-term relationship, and she sees this guy, and she likes him, and she immediately wants to snag him in a picture, okay? And if you don't know the power of pictures and what pictures can do, then I would suggest you not taking pictures with strangers. Because that one picture can solidify a friendship, a situationship, or whatever the case may be with others doing so. So there's a young lady, she sees a guy, she likes him. He also just got out of a relationship. So he's sort of vulnerable. He's really not looking for anyone. However, she's attractive. So she says, "Hey, we're hanging out. Let's just take a picture of the moment we have together here." But therefore, she wants to show the world that she is still available to get someone. So he was her guinea pig, and of course he's nice looking. So what happens is everybody is like, "Oh, wow, who is she? Oh, wow." So then there's all of these comments on the social media, and then they end up in a relationship because they have given that persona to social media. Now, once in the relationship, you still continuously post because you need that validation to continue on what you started. Once you have continuously taken pictures and people are saying, "Oh, beautiful, black love, it's wonderful, y'all look great together." But mind you, these two people know nothing about each other. They're two people, strangers, that started with a picture that is posting on social media, and they are brought together by the words of social media. Now, after dating for 6 months, you're going from 300 likes to 200 likes to 100 likes to 30 likes. So how strong is this relationship going to maintain with 30 likes? Because now you have nothing to feed off of. Everyone knows you're together. Everyone knows that you are in an alleged relationship. So the pictures, you're continuously feeding the media the pictures for what? Study has shown that happy couples, now this is for happy couples, when they are happy, truly happy, they do not take the time to take pictures to show to social media. They're too busy focusing on making love to each other. They're too busy focusing on getting to know one another and capturing the moment. Another study also has shown that when you use the camera to take pictures constantly, you think that you are relying upon that camera to take a photo and hold that moment for you. But the moment that you click on that camera to hold that moment, a part of your brain loses that moment in which you're in. My best moments with my significant other, whether this one or the is when I close my eyes and I can remember what we were doing at that moment. I don't need a camera for that. That is the best. Studies have also shown that people who overshare in couples on Facebook or tweet are unsure about the relationship, so they need the validation of the audience to solidify the relationship. This, after a while, as soon as everyone has gotten used to you posting and no more comments, no more beautiful love, black love, oh, y'all so cute together. And then when you start to really get to know each other, then what happens? What really happens? Now that you do not have social media or you're oversharing, what really happens? So that is exactly my topic tonight, that oversharing is detrimental to a relationship, a healthy one, because a healthy relationship only requires two people. It does not require the world. You do not need an audience to show or validate the fact that you made love to your husband or wife this morning, or that you guys are having dinner, or that you are going to the movies, or that you're on vacation somewhere, and every moment is documented for Facebook. You do not need that because just as they're watching you do good, people are going to pick up, oh, there's no pictures this week. Well, Sally and Jim must be doing pretty bad, or they must have had a fight. So the world is going to look at that, and after a while, of course, after they've seen enough of the beautiful pictures and the kisses and the vacations and the almost sex scenes and all of those things, then it's going to become less and less and less likes. So then you are going to start to really look at the relationship and start to question the relationship. So all I'm saying is when dating, I would suggest keeping a low even keel about your relationship. The happiest couples do not post about their relationship. The happiest couples take the time to spend time with each other. I have gone out on a date. I'm dating again now. And even in my previous relationship, I think I have about 4 pictures at the most with my ex-boyfriend. But I loved him dearly, and I still care for him dearly. We were friends for 10 years, and we became lovers after that. And during that time, we probably posed for the camera about 3 or 4 times. But my best moments are when I close my eyes and I can hear him laughing. I can remember exactly what he said or what he smelled like. I didn't need a camera for those things, and I didn't need Facebook for that because I knew exactly how he felt. Now that I'm dating someone else, I have posted pictures of my new love on Facebook, but not every time we're together. It's very rare that I do post because some people have asked, are you guys still together? I haven't seen any pictures of you guys. Well, that is because I am trying to get to know him. I don't need social media egging us on, rallying for us to be together. Now, my new guy does not have a social media account, so therefore, I am not able to tag him into the pictures. However, he approves of the pictures, but I'm not able to tag him, and people are not able to see his business. So the only thing I know is that to have a healthy and loving relationship is should be between two people so that it can flourish and so that it can grow into something beautiful. And the best thing is not wanting to have the validation of others for what you know that you want. When you get ready to eat your dinner, you don't get a validation of people to say, oh, yeah, you should eat that. Oh, that looks good on that plate. And you should do that. So the same thing with your relationship. I believe, and this is my opinion, I'm not a therapist or anything, and I'm only going by the research and things that I have read in an extensive manner, that it is unhealthy to post in such a manner. Now, I've seen a lot of couples on Facebook, and my son and his girlfriend is one of them, and I disapprove of this. She posts every single thing about my son, if he didn't call, where are you, this and that, and then people are looking at that, and those are the negative aspects of it, and then also people feed into that. But those type of comments can definitely ruin a relationship heavily, always posting something negative about your partner. Now, if I was going to use social media for my relationship, I would definitely use it for glorifying or uplifting my partner. I would say something in the aspect of my beautiful husband or my wonderful boyfriend did an amazing thing for me today, and he is awesome. Or, you know, he got that raise that he wanted, and he's moving in the right direction. I am glad to be a part of someone so wonderful. I would use it as a platform to uplift my partner and to get positive feedback as into something wonderful he or she has done, not parading on social media something negative that I'm feeling about my partner, because when you put your partner down, other people begin to diminish that partner in their eyes as well. So even if you're thinking something negative about your partner, do not voice that to someone else. I do believe that that is something that you should keep to yourself. I really do. So social media and dating is it's not, to me, it is not something that should go hand in hand. I wouldn't want to post my every move because it seemed like when people post their every move about their relationship, they really not sure about where that relationship is going. So they need someone to validate that for them and to get their approval. And so far, I don't have any callers tonight, and I was hoping that I could get people in the grid out in the land to give a call, and I want their opinion about social media and sharing their relationship on social media. Social media has, and going into another avenue here, social media has so much negative things to contribute to all relationships, if you just want to know the truth. I see a lot of people fighting their family members on Facebook, posting the videos. That is not healthy. You're going to get negative feedback from that. Oh, well, she got beat down. Oh, well, he won, you know. So relationships are a precious thing to have. If you are able to develop a healthy relationship with a family member or a significant other, the last thing you need is someone on social media cheerleading this negative behavior on and endorsing any negative behavior in the relationship or situation. The same with having issues or having a hard time, they don't need others saying, oh, well, you should leave him alone. Oh, girl, you know he's just a liar. Oh, you know he's just a cheater. No one needs that. That type of cheerleading. You can have negative thoughts by yourself. You don't need other people to endorse your negative thinking. That also poses another problem on top of the problem that you've already created within your mind. People share about their relationship. Something either one of the parties in that relationship is doing to make the other one feel insecure. Wants to constantly to prove to someone or their friends, I got a man. I got a man. I got a man. So I get 200 likes because I got a man. But something still that man I'm with that is not making me feel secure that I have on Facebook. Okay, guys, we have a caller. Let me see who's calling in. Good evening.
Hey, how are you doing? Hello.
I'm doing fine. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, and you?
All right. Thank you for calling tonight. What do you say about relationships and social media? Is this Andrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Yay. Well, thank you for calling, Andrew. Now, y'all, Andrew is one of my biggest supporters, and I thank him for calling in. I thank him for his comments. I thank him for his sharing.
Oh,
I have this thing that I'm saying to people that if you share my post and you show me that support, you're going to be my Valentine. So it looks like Andrew right now is in the lead to be my Valentine. So Andrew, what do you think about these relationships and social media and people parading on social media?
Well, honestly, to me, with relationships on social media, to me, is also a good thing, but then at the same time, it's always a scary thing. Because some people end up meeting somebody on social media thinking that they either won or they did something.
Yeah.
But maybe behind closed doors, if you look at it, it can be somebody else behind it, like playing a mask or not having an identity. So to me, if you're looking for a relationship, don't look for it as a way, like on social media, I believe you should wait until God finds that person or either you get yourself together before you meet that person. Because even if you meet somebody on social media, if you haven't dealt with the issue that you already had, that can come into that new relationship with you and that person, and that can also clash. Because even when you meet somebody on social media, and if they're not being very honest with you and you're not being very honest with them, that also can bring up problems and conflict in the relationship, and that's going to mess the relationship up even more.
Right. Right. I mean, I agree with that. I was reading in an article, it was saying that, say for instance, you and I are friends and we are friends on Facebook, and you're not in a relationship, let's say, and you want to be in a relationship, but I'm always posting pictures of me being happy with my guy. And you're like, man, I just want a girl that I can just love and kiss on like that. And, or you could be in a relationship with someone, and then you're not getting those things that you see on social media. And it was saying that watching other couples on Facebook makes some people feel inadequate about their own relationship. So when people continuously post whether they are happy or not happy, and someone else is having relationship problems, and they're constantly too on Facebook, and every time you look around, they're on their timeline with their boo, kissing and hugging, and then you're just like, oh my God, really? It's Sally and Bill again. I wish I had love like that. So that could really pose a problem.
Then the person looks at their life and try to fit their life into their own life, saying, hey, why isn't that journey not doing it like he's doing Sally? Or why isn't she doing this like how my life's supposed to be doing, my girlfriend's supposed to be doing?
Exactly.
To that mode when you doubting yourself about the relationship, saying, well, maybe this person might not be the one, but maybe that person might be the one, but by you not getting an identity, or going to the table saying, hey, I have problems because of this, because my dad did this to me, or my mother did this to me, and it happened to me when I'm old. If you don't come clean about it, sooner or later, all of them problems are going to come back up and show in y'all relationship.
Right. Well, I love your approach to things. I really do, and you are so right about that. What I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to give a list of things that could possibly ruin your relationship through through social media. So how was your day today?
Oh, it was good. Me and my family, we did a little biking trail on the beach, and we went sightseeing around.
Okay. Well, that sounds nice.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that you called in tonight, and thank you for supporting me and sharing my post and listening to my topics. It means a lot to me. I really do. I'm sorry, somebody was trying to call. Okay, well, you have a good evening, Andrew. I'm going to continue to talk about this topic and give others a chance to call in and give me their feedback on this. I enjoy you every time. And if there is a topic this week, I love your information. If you want to talk about, please feel free to inbox me. That would be great. And I want you guys to have, you still in Myrtle Beach?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay, well, you guys have fun out there. Tell the family I said hello. And y'all get on back to Atlanta real soon. Okay, and thank you for being a guest tonight, and you have a good night. Okay, thank you. Okay, guys. I appreciate the people such as he because, you know, as of yet, my audience is not as big. But I really thank him and all of you who listen and who call in and support me on my topics and this thing that I'm passionate about. I have a caller coming through. Hello there. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Hi, Stoney. This is April. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, April. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Well, thank you for calling in tonight.
So how's everything coming? Yes.
Everything is going well. I am trying to be consistent because the only way that you're going to be successful and with anything is to be consistent with it.
Yes.
So consistency matters in everything, relationships, work, weight loss, anything that you're trying to achieve. You've got to be consistent. And even though I'm tired tonight, this is my sleep time. I am committed to bringing the show to you nightly with a topic. I am increasing my time. I did an hour tonight, so I have about 30 more minutes. I know, right? So if I can just get a continuous flow of callers to engage me in the topic, that will be awesome. So I've got it. Study some more current events and think of, you know, and get some things that other people may be interested in the internet radio land, and see if I can, you know, engage other callers besides my social media friends. But I am, the talk tonight is relationships and social media. Do you have, I have another caller coming, calling in. Oh, could you please hold? I don't know if it'll let you hold. Hold, please.
Yeah.
Welcome to Stoney's Radio. Who's calling?
This is Lucius Pyle.
Oh, how are you tonight, Lucius?
Oh, I'm blessed, humble, and highly favored.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I thank you for calling me tonight. I was wondering about, do you want to elaborate about relationships and social media?
Yes. For as relationship, for as dating someone on Facebook?
Well, like if you're dating someone and then, say for instance, you and I, we just meet, and you want to, I want to continuously always take pictures of our dinner, of our time together, day in the park. Do you think this is a positive thing for the relationship, or do you think this could hurt the relationship?
I think it's positive because you can look back and you can have memories. Well, you can look back and you can see the photos. Somebody might have a silly face or might be sad, and you can look back and you can feel, you can look at the picture and feel the emotions and the memory of the picture. So, yes, I think that'll be a good thing, you know what I'm saying, to take pictures of dinner, pictures of outings, and all such like that.
Okay, well, that's from a man's point of view. I was reading that studies has shown that couples who overshare their relationship eventually kills the relationship. Because for a woman or a guy who continuously want to post on social media every time they're together, one or more in the relationship is insecure about the relationship. So they want to show the world, I have a boo, look at us. Look at us. We are together. I want you to like my pictures. We are together. I need you to know this.
Right. Well, I look at it like this, you know. To me, if a lady, preferably more women probably do it more than men, post a guy and say this is her boo, I feel if you, when you look at her page, if she got herself exposed wearing shorts, wearing a short dress, or you can see her cleavage, really posting your dude makes no sense, because the whole world as talking about men, we're going to leave you different comments. We're going to say little slick stuff or provocative stuff or something pertaining sexually towards you. So if you that loyal to your boyfriend, you want to tuck those pictures and put them on Facebook. I feel when you put your boo on the page, go back and take everything off your page that got you exposing yourself. Then, you know what I'm saying, people can say, oh, they're a real couple. Or, you know, I ain't going to say nothing to her either way because she's dating that guy. Or I respect her. But when you don't respect yourself and you put your boo out there, ain't nobody standing there, ain't nobody going to respect you either. You just put another male picture up on there. But then when you have that picture up and then 2 weeks later you got another male picture up, what do that tell you?
Well, that's true. But how about if we're dating and every time you take me on a date, I want to take a picture every time? How would you feel about that?
I would feel honored, because for the simple fact that you want to keep a memory of me. Just in case I pass away and go to the Lord, or we break up, or you might just go through your phone and stroll through and see me. So all three things play a part of that. So, yeah, take a picture. Take them out of the way. Matter of fact, let me pose for the camera. Ching, ching.
So you wouldn't think that would be annoying?
It's only annoying to a person that doesn't have patience. See, you got to have patience in the world with anything, you know. Just like you say, if a person takes pictures over and over and over, if her taking picture annoys you, you shouldn't be with her nowhere. You need to work on yourself. You taking away her joy. The Lord say love, peace, and happiness. That's happiness for her. If she feel happy taking a picture of you, let her take it. That's how I feel about it. You know, but
right.
Other people might have their own opinions for it. You know, now I want her taking my picture all the time, because you might be dealing with somebody else and you ain't got time for your picture to hit the media. And other young ladies see you and say, oh, you hugged up with her, but you're supposed to be with me. Then they go to social media blues.
I was reading this article and it says that oversharing on Facebook can cause major arguments within a couple.
Because
one may get sick and tired, but you're saying that the guy, if he is getting sick and tired of her taking pictures, then he shouldn't be with her. But
yeah, only way I feel that
it's
gonna bring up. Yeah, but only way I feel that is that that'll bring an argument if either party is insecure, or either party has another agenda on their plan. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, I have a friend, you know, he's social media. Him and his girl is social media together. She on his page, he on her page. But he likes to flirt. He likes to get out there and see if he still got it. But somebody had called his old lady, Facebook called her, and asked for him. He all confused. Oh, I don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from you need to stop doing what you're doing, because your lady have access to your social media Facebook page. So while you sitting there trying to entertain other people, you playing your lady posts your picture on her page. This is my husband. This is my boo. Why you figure the other girl ain't gonna call? She gonna wreck your happy home. If you got a happy home, you better keep it happy.
But what about the studies that say that couples who are really, truly happy don't need Facebook?
True. You know what I'm saying? Now, I use Facebook to reach to my classmates and to promote this new movie that I'm in. You know, I'm in a movie, and I also do praise dancing in church. So I be wanting a lot of support. But when you got a person that's not active, they just strictly just on Facebook, just looking at people's pages and trying to holler at somebody, yeah, that'll put a damp on something. But I tell a lot of people, when social media make their opinions, that's only an opinion. It's not to say that, you know, that was really going to come to pass. Oh, they don't get along because, you know, she's taking so many pictures and their relationship is going downhill. No, the relationship was going downhill from the first get-go. Social media just helped it out.
Well, I mean, I can see where you have a point with that.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do.
I want to ask you, I want to ask you a question. What do you feel about it?
I begin in the beginning of the show by stating a little story, and I'll reiterate about a young lady who meets a guy who just broken up with his girlfriend. She recently, about 6 months prior to that, broken up with her boyfriend and / children's father, and she was lonely. And so a friend of theirs introduced them, and they all went out, and they had some work to do, and they were just hanging out, and she says, hey, you want to take a picture? They became Facebook friends, and she tagged him. Their relationship was built off of that tag. They didn't even know each other. So 6 months later,
wow,
they're stuck dating. They're dating because everybody said they look cute together. But chances are they would have never gotten together because she lives 3 hours away. He has no car. But because she posted that picture, they had to live up to what they had posted.
Right. I understand where you're going with that.
Right. It became a fairy tale. So if you and I just met and I said, hey, Lucius, you want to take a picture with me? And everybody says, oh, my gosh, Stoney, y'all look good together. And I'm like, well, dang, I took a picture with that man, and I need to see him again so I can get another picture. So every time we're together, Lucius, I have to make sure that I show the world that I've seen Lucius this week for dinner, lunch, breakfast, sex, whatever, to show them that it's progressing along. Because I created this. And it wasn't even like that.
Right, right. So you created a monster, really, though, what you're saying.
Right. I created a fairy tale based off of a comment from the world because I'm already insecure. I'm insecure, so I needed that picture to show my children's father, and I'm just talking in third person. I need that photo to show my children's father, hey, I can get a man, see? And he's cute.
Yeah. You're right. And on the other note, what besides
that? Social media. Huh?
No, go ahead. I will listen.
I didn't hear what you said. So now social media is a platform for my relationship. I don't know this guy, but we're in full-fledged. We're moving so fast. We done went in. No, I'm just not saying this is not me. I'm talking about the woman and the man.
Yeah.
You meet 90 days later, you're in Bahamas. How do you do that? These are things you're supposed to do in a small time frame. You don't
give
a person all you have in 180 days. You take your time.
Amen.
Love takes time. Love
takes
time. You have to get to know someone. That's right. But when you have social media being your cheerleader for every photo that you post, you got to live up to that. You're living up to the social media status of that situationship that you created. Because a true relationship doesn't need all those photos.
Right. You're right.
Because
but if they won't take, I'm like this. If they won't take a picture, it don't bother me. But you kind of right by, you know, so many photos. You want to take so many photos, follow. You might well be a photographer. But
what is the
you can't overdo it a little bit. But it shouldn't bother. It wouldn't bother me. But you'll overdo it where that's your life, you know.
I want to take a picture with
okay,
you. I want to take a picture.
Let me say this. When this couple first started posting pictures, they were getting 300 likes a picture. Do you know how many likes they're getting today when they post a picture?
Probably a
about
few.
40 likes, if that. 40 likes. You go from 300 to 40. People are tired of seeing you on their timeline.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They definitely is.
Who
you cares go from 3
if
to
you're
20.
Having sex today? Who cares
well,
if you went to the Red Lobster today? Who
well,
cares?
You're right. You're right.
Enjoy your life.
Nobody.
Nobody
Amen.
Cares. We're glad you're happy. We're ecstatic that somebody's in a happy relationship. That means one part of the world is normal. But when you have someone constantly showing that they're in love, are you really in love? Because if
yeah,
you're
love
in love, you don't have to keep telling me that.
Amen.
The preacher doesn't have to keep telling me he's a man of God. I know this.
Amen. You're right.
So,
you're right, Miss Stone.
Because if
you're
you keep
absolutely right
posting
about
pictures,
that.
You're looking for my validation of your situationship. I am not going to hit the like button anymore because that's a bunch of BS. You got together under false pretenses. You didn't take the time to get to know each other. It started with a photo. And it's a no-no because it's a bunch of BS. Your situationship is a bunch of BS because you created this illusion in your head that you wanted this man for your guy, and you got to prove it to the world by continuously snapping pictures. Now the man is in a full-fledged relationship and is about to uproot his life and move to a small town because he's gotten tricked to thinking now that he's in love.
Well, you know, they always say the devil. I say they always says the devil tell you half of the truth. He don't tell you the whole truth because he'll know you'll walk away. That's the same thing that he's in. You've been painted a picture, but the whole picture wasn't painted. But when you get down to wherever you're going, the whole picture gonna be painted. Then you're gonna see what you're gonna see that. Dang, this is not where I wanted to be.
Right. You're right. And I did this segment based off of that because when I look at them, I look at him digressing as a man to take a step backwards in life. And he's a good friend of mine. But when you see people and they were on the path of growing and now they're on the path of let me turn around because I'm in love, how do you fall in love with somebody you just met and you had sex on the first day?
I think that's what they fell in love with, the sex.
Right. You're infatuated. You're not in love with a soul. To be truly in love with someone is to love them unconditionally. And I was always taught this. You would never know if you love someone until, and that's another talk show, unless you see their bad side.
Amen.
When you see their bad side, that is when you determine, I can deal with this dude right here or this girl right here. They crazy, but I'm going to deal with it because I love them. But as soon as somebody acts crazy and you like, oh, I can't deal with this, you don't love them.
Amen. You're
well,
right.
I'm talking some real straight talk here because it's real. And I want to do these shows because I want people to understand it's a lifestyle choice. How you're living is your choice of a lifestyle. And that is why I put these radio shows in that category because everything I talk about has something to do with everyday living. And if you're one to be on social media once a week, showing pictures of the same old guy and girl, then you have some self-esteem issues, and you probably are a narcissist on top of that. That was yesterday's talk show. But you're probably a narcissist on top of that. But
hey, man, you're right. You said a mouthful it is.
Yes. So, you know, I just do a lot of research, you know, because social media, now social media cannot, I won't say Facebook ruin relationship. The person behind the button ruins the relationship.
Amen. Amen.
The person behind
it's not you're right. It's never the individual that's receiving the message. It's the person that's typing. You know what I'm saying? If you was on Facebook and I seen you with a nice little dress on with some showing your feet were all pretty. You put that on there, and it's up to my fingers to type what I'm about to say to you. Now, if I got a lady, you know what I'm saying, and I type, oh, you got pretty feet. Oh, you so sexy. And my lady was to get on my, she got a faithful friend with me, and she sees that. Well, I put myself in that fire. You know, I added the wood to that fire. So I got to take the consequences of what comes with it. But I have also seen people that hook up from social media and Facebook that's happily married because they went in it with their heart for God. They placed God before everything.
Are you saying that they met on social media?
Yeah, he seen her. They had a greet. They was in the same state. They greeted me. They started going to church. They started going to counseling. He got to know her. She got to know him. Within about 3 years, they got married, and they still together. No problem. They work, they take care of the kids and everything. So I'm not pushing Facebook down like say, oh, you can't meet nobody on Facebook. Or you can meet anybody. It's your motive. If your motive is just for sex or your motive is to scheme or your motive, it ain't nothing going to work. Because God
right.
say, do not harm or hurt none of my anointed ones. Everybody in the world is anointed because he created all of us. But at the same token, if I disrespect you and hurt your feelings in any kind of way, God will send down a rapture on you. You'll lose your job. You start your relationship go bad. You don't know where your money at. You don't know if you're going from A to Z. That's because God has spoken to you and told you, don't do that. And you did it anyway.
That's true. Now, I have another caller coming through. I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to
give others an opportunity,
and I want to thank you for joining me.
Okay. Well, what radio station is off? I can listen. I'm going to turn on the radio. I want to hear.
All you got to do is just, I'm on Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, I got you. Go on and have a nice day.
Go to my page and click on that link.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye. You too. Hello there.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you tonight? Who am I speaking with?
Dexter.
Hi, Dexter. Where are you calling me from?
Milledgeville.
Wow.
That's just a block
awesome.
Away.
Thank you. I'm in Atlanta.
You doing okay? Excuse me?
Sir, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, what's this radio talk show about?
Well, tonight we're talking about relationships and social media. Do you think that couples who post on social media, are they really happy?
Well, you're on social media.
Right. If I'm always posting a picture of me and my boo on Facebook, do you think we're really happy?
Well, actually, I don't see why not. I mean, what are we talking about posting, or what are you talking about posting?
We're talking about couples who are posting their photos on Facebook constantly. Is it helping their relationship? or is it hurting their relationship? Are they really happy, or are they insecure and just need the validation of social media to make it through?
Well, I really don't know how to answer that, because you know, you really don't know what's on people's mind these days. I mean, it could be one or the other, you know.
True.
Some could be happy and some could be insecure, you know. But it's kind of hard to answer that, because I guess people get on that for different purposes.
Right.
Let me ask you, what do you think?
Well, I think that people who constantly post all the time, one or more of them are insecure about the relationship. And they need the comments and validation of the other people to validate their relationship. They need social media to solidify their union, because they don't have enough of what it takes. They already know that they don't belong together. They're unsure about each other. So they need us to say, oh, beautiful couple. Oh, you look so good together. Oh, so cute. And then you go, oh, everybody likes us. We look good together. We're okay. It's okay.
Well, you know, to me, you're on the outside looking in like that, you know, but I think that could go either way, because, you know, if you really go back to the old school, you know, you look at how things used to be, and then when people weren't getting along, you know, like, you know, the insecure part and not trusting one another, you know, and then, you know, they ask for other opinions, and then, you know, people give them opinions and stuff, how they feel about it, but, you know, the person still making their own mind. Sometimes they go back to their partner, and you know, sometimes they leave them. You know, it kind of a twisted game. You know, I kind of heard a little sketch of the guy who was talking right before I got on. I kind of disagree with that, because the things he was saying about, you know, what God will take from you. You know, I kind of disagree with that. You know, because if that was the case, you know, wouldn't nobody have no job if you really look at it, you know, because, you know, everybody have problems in a relationship, you know, and then if you cross your partner one way or the other, you know, I don't think your job will get taken away from you, you know, because, you know, this happens all the time. I mean, you know, wouldn't nobody have no job if that was the case.
Well, I'm going to put it like this. I think this is what I think it was saying, and I'll reiterate. I think, and I'll talk about myself for a moment. When I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, we were friends for a long time, and then we became lovers. But he wanted to move on, and he didn't take the time to say, hey, Stoney, if I hurt you, I'm sorry. There is no need to cry. We'll always be good friends. But instead of, I didn't do anything to hurt you, get over it, move on to the next. Those type of people do not have good luck, because they didn't make it right with the person that was good to them before they decided to move on. Now, that is what I believe he is saying, that before you go to the next chapter, you must close this chapter adequately, and then you must give the other person your blessings, and you must part ways in a healthy manner. Anybody should want to do that. If I have dated you for 3-4 years, I've been in an emotional relationship with you. So I need to, when I cut those ties with you, to ensure that my next union is blessed, I need to say, hey, Dexter, it didn't work out with us. You can call me anytime. I care for you. I want you to be happy. And move on so that you can be blessed, so that my new relationship can be blessed. So what goes up must come down. What goes around comes around. So if I ended on a bad note with you, guess what's going to happen to me in my new union? The same pain that you felt for me leaving and I didn't make it right, the person that I'm fixing to give my all to is going to give to me a piece of what I gave to you. But if I ended well with you, then it's going to go well with me there. That is what I believe that gentleman is talking about.
Oh, okay, because, you know, sometimes it don't always happen to the person that be done did it, you know. It be passed down, you know. It could be from one of the family members or something like that.
That is true.
I mean, it don't bad luck don't always hit the person, you know, that does the wrongdoing, you know. And then if you look on the real side of things, you know, how many people do you actually know breaks up and apologize for you know, all the wrongdoing they done did?
Well, if you have good intentions and if you ever love that person, and no matter what has happened in that relationship in the end, and if you are a stand-up woman or a stand-up guy, and you, like my ex-husband, I want nothing but the best for him. I have a son with him, and I want whoever he is with to be happy. Okay? It makes it easier to move on. So, yes, I want him to be happy. We didn't work out, but I once made a vow to that man to love him and to care for him. So why would I want to wish harm upon him? Because we didn't work out? I'm not an evil person. So I don't wish any bad upon him. The same with my ex-boyfriend. When we broke up, it was hard for me to deal with the breakup because he did me wrong. I didn't do him wrong. He did me wrong. So all he had to do was say, I'm sorry, it didn't work out. I care for you, but this is not where I want to be. I can respect that.
Well, at least you'll know where you're coming from. You know, if you let your pride step in your way, you know, you never will apologize for nothing. No matter how wrong you is, you know what I'm saying?
But I do believe this in my heart, because he didn't apologize. And because it bothered me so bad and I cried for days, that he is going to have to stand before me again and he will apologize. He will apologize because I was too good to him and loyal to him for him not to have compassion in his heart to say, you know what? If I hurt you, if you feel like you didn't, but you can say, if I did, because if you ever cared about me and how I feel or felt, you would have said, I am sorry.
Well, I mean, do you think he think that you was doing the same thing he was doing, or was it just a dog in him, or
that's
what?
That's the thing. Neither one of us, we were both loyal and faithful in the relationship. I was insecure because of his actions, and that caused us not to be able to communicate well together. No one stepped outside of the relationship. No one was disloyal to the other.
But you weren't trusting him, or you were insecure with his
I only wanted a few things for him. A few things that he wasn't willing to give me, like a phone call. If you're dating someone, you don't think that you should pick up the phone to call them and see how they're doing?
Every day.
Okay, then. That made me feel some type of way.
I mean, it should have. Because, I mean, if you're looking for anybody to call you, it should be your mate.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
I felt that I was owed an apology. Because all I wanted from you was a simple phone call. Well, we're about to get off the air, Dexter. Thank you for calling. I want to say relationships are a long topic always. I enjoyed you guys tonight, all of my callers. Have a great night. Have an awesome day. Whenever you hear this video, I hope that it enlightens you, and I hope that it enlightens you to want to hear and come back again. And thank you for joining me on Blog Talk Radio, Stoney's Radio.
And thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.